At the start of the season, we set out to get to the league final, and we're here now on Sunday, so that's half the battle, so hopefully we'll get over the line now on Sunday.
And talk to me about the league, because, you know, your first couple of games, the first game was home to Fermanagh, and then you had to go to Longford.
That's right, you know, we were away to Fermanagh, like, you know, it was our first game, we were kind of rusty, we hadn't many challenge games, you know, we just had a bit of training and a bit of in-house games. You know, and after that then we started to kind of come back to ourselves, you know, especially against Longford, you know, we had a tough battle against them, but, you know, we started to play our usual kind of hurling, like, and we came away with a victory. You know, and heading into the Roscommon game then, like, you know, it was, I don't know, we just kind of hit a purple patch and we just kind of didn't perform, like, you know, and hopefully we're going to make amends for that now the weekend.
And of course then you clinched it with Monaghan and Louth.
That's right, you know, Monaghan was a game that I would have been worried about, because Monaghan are a very funny kind of a team, you know, it's hard to get to the bottom of them, you know, they never give up, you know, but
and they'd gone to Roscommon, beaten Roscommon.
That's right, and we were kind of worried coming into that game, you know, playing Monaghan, especially after them beating Roscommon, and but lucky enough, you know, we out-hurled them on the day here in O'Donnell Park, and we came away with a victory. Mm-hmm. Same going into Louth, you know, Louth were going to be another tough test for us, you know, we're going up with a kind of a understrength team, you know, with a few injuries, and thank God, like, you know, the boys that came in, like, done well and had a great account for themselves, and we come away with a good victory in Louth as well.
You mentioned you went to Louth without a couple of players, and you had the few injuries, and obviously two of them in the were absent, that there was Danny Cullen and Lee Henderson. How are they?
They're grand. We were training there on Friday night, you know, and they're back, you know, full fitness. So, please God, you know, that they'll keep injury free now over the weekend and be ready for battle on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And as you said, Roscommon defeated you earlier on. I suppose it was the case they were waiting for you too, because you had taken their scalp in the Nicky record.
Yeah, well, when you going down there, down to that league, you know, into their home ground, was going to be a tough game. You know, just going down there, you know, it's a long journey down there, you know, and I think we were just a bit tired, you know, a lot of these guys had an early start, you know, they were away maybe from their houses at 7:30, you know, and it's a long run down to that league, and I think we were just tired, you know, and we weren't mentally ready for the game, and I think Roscommon honed in on that, and, you know, they made us pay for it.
You've got a couple of weeks now since the Louth game. As you said, the injuries have healed up, and how has preparations gone in general?
Yeah, all our injuries now, everybody's healed up now, and hopefully, you know, preparations have gone very well, training is going well, everybody's in good shape, everybody's in good form, you know, there's a good buzz around, you know, and everybody's looking forward to this final.
And of course, not only is it a final, but there's also, I suppose, another crack at promotion for the winners as well. That's a big carrot.
Oh, that's a big carrot, definitely, after last year. You know, we went down in the league final to Fingal. You know, that's just another game where we kind of, I think the journey and everything got to us, you know, and we just weren't mentally ready for it. You know, we could have had our chance up in the league this year above us, but unfortunately we didn't win. So hopefully we're going to get over Roscommon now and get Fingal in the playoff, and hopefully we can progress from there and get up to Division 2B hurling.
As you said, Roscommon defeated you in the league. What did you learn from that game? What did you learn about them? What did you learn about yourself?
Well, we learned that about ourselves, you know, that we were just a bit lackadaisy, you know, and especially the way we were conceding soft goals. Learning from them, like, you know, we know they're a big, strong physical side, you know, they're not easy pushed around, but I think our fitness is greater than theirs, you know, and I think that's going to stand to us in Markovitz Park on Sunday, that, you know, we're just going to be able to run at them more in the big pitch, and I think our fitness will get us to the end, you know. So
yeah, and the fact as well that they're going out without their talisman Gerry Fallon, that's a big loss to them. That's surely a downer for them going into that game.
Well, it's hard to know if it's going to be a downer or maybe it's going to spur them on a wee bit more, like, you know. But Gerry is a big loss, like, you know, he's worth 10, 12, 14 points to them every game he plays. Like, he's deadly accurate from place balls, you know. But, you know, we're not going to worry about that. Like, one man doesn't carry a team, and, you know, if we can just get mentally prepared for Sunday, like, it doesn't matter whether Gerry is playing or not, you know, we should give them a good battle, and hopefully we'll make up for our league defeat earlier on.